Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God. Amen. This is International Tabernacle of Deliverance Holiness Ministries. Amen. And we are back with you today, this beautiful Sunday in Houston, Texas. Amen. Praise God. And God is moving by His Spirit. Amen. We thank Him. Amen. We praise Him. And we give Him glory for all that He has done and all that He's about to do. He is, amen, an awesome God. I want to start off with scripture reading out of the book of Psalms. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I give God the glory. Amen. And it said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law do he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in season, and his leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Amen. The ungodly are not so, but as the like the chaff, amen, which the wind driveth away. Amen. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly, amen, shall perish. That's Psalms chapter 1. Praise God. Father, we just want to thank you this morning. We want to give you glory this morning. We praise and bless your holy name for what you're doing and what you're about to do. We ask that you would move by your Spirit. Because, Lord God, in you we live and move and have our being. We thank you for your grace and mercy this morning. Oh, Father God, some many, many, many have gone on, amen, praise God, and have not had a chance, amen, to see another day of your grace and mercy. How you are so awesome and infinite in your power, and how much, amen, love that you have for mankind. So, God, as we go forth, amen, on this beautiful day, amen, we bless you. We thank you, Lord God. We are asking you to move by your Spirit and touch lives. So many people are in danger, and so many people are caught up in all manner of sin. But Jesus said in the Word that he come that we might have life, and that much more abundantly. So, God, we ask you, Lord God, by our inheriting rights, amen, praise God, and your Son, Jesus' blood, amen, and the promise you made before Calvary, that, amen, hallelujah, that you would touch us today and turn us around in Jesus' name. Those that have been in a backslidden state, be it pastors or teachers or evangelists or the lay people, Lord God, we ask you to strengthen them even now. Lord God, amen, because your grace and mercy abound in us, God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and your truth, Lord God, reside in us. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to move by your Spirit on this day, amen, and touch lives, amen. Reestablish homes, God. Lord God, heal families and broken hearts. Amen. In your name, Jesus. And Lord God, touch your heart. Thank you. Praise God. So we just ask you to move by your Spirit, God. Lord God, wherever, amen, praise God. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Your Spirit is there at liberty. Somebody needs to be set free today. And I'm asking you to touch right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, let the captives go free, amen, from the bondage and the yokes that the enemy has tried to lay upon us. Father God, we need you in the name of Jesus. We cannot do anything without you, Father God. We need you, Lord God, in our home. God, Lord God, as we travel up and down the dangerous highways, in Jesus' name, Lord God, we need you, Lord God, amen, thank you, Jesus, Lord God, as we go to work, amen, hallelujah, as we are amidst of our families and friends, asking you, Lord God, amen, to touch right now in the name of Jesus. Set the captives free. For God, Lord God, we cannot do anything without you. Lord God, I ask you to strengthen my body in the name of Jesus. Anoint me the more in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Father God, have your way. Amen. Father God, with you, we live and move and have our beings. We thank you for what you're doing and what you're about to do in Jesus' name. And we give you all the honor and all the glory and all the praise. We bind up Satan. Amen. We bind up hindrance. We bind up every trick and trap of the devil. And we plead the blood of Jesus. Amen. Over the people. Amen. All over the world. Knowing that God, you are the author and finisher of our faith. We can't thank you enough. We praise and bless your holy name. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing and what you're about to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Share the gifts, amen, in the name of Jesus, and let us be able to stand, Lord God, for your will and your mercy. Amen, Father God, for you in the name of Jesus. And we just want to praise and bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We praise and bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing and what you're about to do. In Jesus' name, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I had a little problems. Amen. The phone went off, amen, when I first started. But I just praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Seems like the enemy want to always stick his head in interference when, amen, praise God, the blessings of the God that we serve make it rich and added no sorrow. Amen. And he won't always stick his head up, amen, to interfere with the things of God. I got a blessed word for you today. Praise God. And I hope you will sit back and enjoy it, amen, and relax. Praise God. Because we know every time the enemy tries to come in and set up his head to disturb or try to alter or hinder anything, God, you are there in the midst of us. Amen. So I want to talk to you today about Job. And my thought is coming out of Job, amen, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Chapter 23, verses 10. I'm going to start off with the first verse. And then Job answered and said, "Even today is my complaint bitter, and my stroke is heavier than my groaning. Amen. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat. Amen. I would order my cause before him and fill my mouth with argument. I would know the words which he would answer me," praise God, "and understand what his word, amen, he would say unto me. Will he plead against me with his great powers? No, but he would put strength in me. Therefore, the righteous might dispute with him. So should I be delivered forever from my judge. Amen. Behold, I go forward, but he is not there, and backwards, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand, where he doeth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, that I cannot see him. But when my God," thank you, Jesus, "when you know Jesus, when you know God, you will see a change," praise God. For the Bible say, "But he knoweth the way that I take it. When he had tried me, I shall come forth as pure gold." Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. He knoweth the way that I take. When he had tried me, I shall come forth as pure gold. And praise God, praise God. You know, in today's society, we are so up on technology and modernization, praise God, so up on, praise God, the things that God, amen, has literally placed in the earth realm for our development, for our lifestyle, amen, as well as for our spiritual and moral values, amen, praise God, that comes from the Bible, and then the technology to understand and create new mechanisms and devices that will help, amen, people in the earth realm, amen, that, amen, praise God, we as the body of Christ, amen, has gotten to the point that we don't want to adhere to God anymore and to do his will. So we go around, amen, establishing our own ways and our own doctrines. But Job let us know, amen, if you're going to serve God despite of what you go through, because there are many. Job knew, amen, he knew. Amen, I'm going to come forth as pure gold. Amen, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So, amen, hallelujah. We as the body of Christ need to understand that everybody, amen, that somebody is going to go through a Job syndrome. Amen, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to go through something in our lifetime in order to make sure that our character is developed, amen, and also we are, amen, thank you, Jesus, are developed, amen, in order to get back home to of evil. We and those that are not Christians, it seems like our feet, amen, always want to go in the wrong direction. We always want to go down to this or see about this or whatever we hear. We always want to get it. Be nosy or get to be busybodies in other man's affairs. But Job, amen. At the go, his gate, amen, praise God, of that city, amen, thank you, Jesus, and he was a preacher, amen, and everybody that came into the city, amen, before they went to do any kind of merchant purchasing or do anything, Job would always sit there and tell them about the Lord. You see, he was about his Father's business. That's like Jesus say, I'm about my Father's business, and hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, amen, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And because he was an upright man, and because he was a preacher, amen, that was a day that he had to be tested and tried. How many of us today want to be tested and tried? Are we going to run away from the situations that are before us, amen, because, amen, sometimes tests are so, amen, hard or so, what you say, uncomfortable until we don't want to go through them, amen, but the Bible said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God will, amen, deliver them out of them all. So Job, amen, amen, his belongings itself was, he had 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yokes of oxen and 100 she-ass and a very great household. Job was a rich man, and back in those days, wealth was not recognized, amen, as far as money was concerned, but it was recognized in reference to what he holds, amen, what he had, amen, the land, the property, amen, the cattle, amen, the goats, amen, praise God, thank you, Jesus, and his household. His servants was more in number than his children was. Amen. But the Bible, amen, went on and let us know that he was very great. Amen. Praise God. And he had great substance. Amen. But in all his greatness, he's always recognized God. We today don't recognize God when we begin to receive our blessings. The more he blesses, the more we want to, like Job's wife said, curse God and die. Not because of the afflictions, but we want to get God out the way because he's interfering with our blessings. Amen. Because he is monitoring how we're going to be good stewards over it, trying to see how we're going to do as far as our walk with him is concerned. Are we going to help others? Are we going to do right by him? Amen. Are we going to be just like Job? Amen. And perfect and upright man. So God will allow the enemy to come in to test us and try us to see where our heart is. But God always found Job's heart to be right. Praise God. Amen. And with us, amen, God want to find, amen, our heart to be right. Amen. Praise God. So this great man, amen, praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Of all the earth, amen, praise God. God had richly blessed him. When you with God, when you make up your mind to serve God and walk with God and keep his commandments and obey him, that's when the blessing comes. A lot of people say, well, God don't care nothing about me, and he don't want to do anything for me. And God say, your blessings is right around the corner. You can look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and even Daniel. After they went through the afflictions, after they went through the suffering, it's when they got blessed. Amen. Praise God. But we don't want to wait on our blessing. We want to get it, amen, the easy way. Some of us want to go out there and sell drugs and get it the easy way, or get some woman to lay up with you and she'll give you all of her money while you lay up and not do anything. But if you don't get it the right way, if you're not a just, amen, and a perfect and upright man, amen, and if you don't fear God, amen, praise God, everything that you get, it will be just like it's cankered. It won't prosper, amen. You accumulate, amen, and then God said, amen, he will blow on it because of the things that we don't do, amen, when you don't pay your tithes and offering, when you don't do the things that are right by God, amen. So because of Job being who he was, amen, I give God the glory, amen, praise God. One day Job's sons and daughters were having a feast, and Job, amen, praise God, sent a man and made a sacrifice for them. How many of us take our time after we've been blessed by God to thank God, to make a sacrifice for our children? Because in a day's span of time, like Job did, he had got up early in the morning and he had offered burnt offerings according to the number of children that he had. Amen. And Job said, it might be, amen, through the night, amen, or through the day or sometime that my sons, amen, might have curse God in their hearts. A lot of times if we not, amen, up with the will of God, we'll begin to curse God in our hearts and thank and say all manner of unrighteousness, amen, in our hearts against God, amen, God. And God is the one, praise God, that is the giver and the taker of life. Amen, praise God. So we begin to think all kind of evil in our heart against God. Amen, praise God. We want to give Satan more credit, amen, than we give God. But I'm stopping out here today to tell you, amen, praise God, but he, amen, knoweth the way that I take. Amen. How many of you can say that today? Amen. And when he has tried me, I shall come forth as pure gold. Some of us don't want to go through the furnace of afflictions. Amen. Some of us, amen, our hearts have been hardened by situations and trouble and problems in our lives that we don't even want to, amen, adhere to the will of God and turn our backs on God because God, amen, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We feel that he is the one that suffered. Amen. But if you look at the Bible and you see what happened to Job, not one time did God, amen, do anything to Job. Amen. Praise God. But he allowed Satan to test him. For the Bible literally let us know. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that there is a way. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. That seem right unto man, but the end thereof is destruction, is death, Amen. In the Bible, let us know that was a day when, amen, the sons of God, amen, I give God the glory, assembled themselves, amen, before God and Satan came. Amen. And the Lord asked Satan, where are you coming from? What is your reason for coming before me? Amen. And Satan answered the Lord and said, I'm coming from here and there. That means Satan has went from one corner of the world to the next corner of the world, seeking and searching out for somebody that he can cause a man harm to. Amen. Because they have made up their minds to serve the Lord. But I'm stopping by here today to tell you, when you make up your mind to serve the Lord, amen, you can look for the enemy to come, praise God, but it's going to be left up to you in your trials and tribulation who you will serve. Even Joshua said, amen, choose you this day whom you will serve. I want to tell you today, saints, if you serve the true and living God, everything that comes upon you, everything that happened to you, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, God has a remedy. God might not be the one that's touching you. It might be Satan that's touching you. But at the same time, God, I'm being in the midst of your afflictions. And so God asked them, have you considered? Have you thought about? Have you had any regard to my servant Job? Amen. As you have come to me before me, amen, to see, amen, and test my servants. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. So we look at the Bible to say, amen, praise God. If we look at reference in it, we've seen that at one point in time, Satan touched, amen, and tried David. He even had David to number the multitudes of people and his army, and that brought a curse upon David. And then we look at King Saul, amen, and what he went through instead of obeying God. Amen. In the name of Jesus, he turned around, amen, and went ahead of the prophet. Sometimes we are so rebellious, God might send a prophet our way, and we don't want to adhere to what God is telling the prophet, and it causes us to walk in sin. And so Saul took on his own accord, amen, praise God, to build his altar and then to burn incense before the Lord. We see that is to do honor, amen, praise God, in serving the Lord. You just can't do what you want to do with God and thank God gonna bless you. But if you obey the Lord and keep his commandments, then you will be blessed. And then not only that, but Eli, amen, thank you, Jesus, amen, and his sons, amen, praise God, God had warned Eli, amen, praise God, amen, through Samuel, amen, and Samuel told, amen, Eli, he said, if you don't stop your sons from prostituting and bringing prostitution into the house of the Lord, they were having sex, and a lot of people have sex right on the, amen, praise God, the temple of God, amen, and God wasn't pleased. When God is not pleased with you, that will cut off your blessings, but you gonna have to be tried to show the Lord God Almighty that even though, amen, afflictions come, God, amen, praise God, you will keep your trust in God and not walk in rebellion. Eli's sons was in rebellion, and some of us are rebelling against the Lord God Almighty today, the creator of the universe, the only one that has an answer. Amen, we begin to rebel against him and say all manner of evil against him, but I'm telling you, the evil one is Satan. The Bible says he is the thief that coming up at the steal, kill, and destroy. So God asked him, have you thought, have you regarded my servant Job, and have you came, hallelujah, before me with, amen, all kind of things, amen, praise God, like the accusations, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, that Satan would bring before God, amen, concerning the people, amen, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, concerning our trials and tribulations. Well, God went on to say, hallelujah, that Job was a perfect and upright man. How many of you are perfect and upright today? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. That means you are honest. Amen. You're honest with God first and then with man. Amen. And you are a decent person. You're not going around running to every corner trying to find mess. Busybody gossiping. Running around doing all kind of things. But an honest and a decent man, a woman will say in the word of God, they will be sanctified and separated from the world. They won't be busybodies and intermeddling in other man's affairs. So God, amen, know that Job feared him and eschewed all evil. God was telling Satan that Job was honest and a decent man and that he avoided all evil. And then the Bible states that the fear of the Lord is the foundation of life. Hallelujah. When you fear the Lord, hallelujah, even in the midst of your trials and tribulations, and even in the midst of your testing, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. There is a foundation of life that is awaiting you. Amen. And to depart from, amen, the snares of death. You see, everything that's not of God, it births forth death. And the Bible says when sin is conceived, it births forth death. Amen. So Satan was trying to bring death to Job. He had already killed the sons and daughters. Amen. Praise God. And God, amen, told Satan, amen, I allow you to touch Job, but don't touch his soul.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The soul is where the reason and logic is. The soul is where the understanding and the fear of the Lord is. The soul is the seat of the emotions. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And once those, amen, areas are touched, amen, praise God, and Satan used those devices against God's people today, then we begin to want to rebel against God and fight against God and say, God ain't this and God ain't that. But God is not the enemy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But it's only a test. Praise God. And hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If we can stand this test, we can go to the next dimension. If we can stand this test, we can go through, amen, praise God, to a higher level of understanding and comprehension of the word of God. And not only that, but our minds and bodies will be settled, amen, and strengthened in our test. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So God knew Job before Job knew God. And amen, praise God. And so when Satan touched, amen, Job, amen, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Blessings and possessions and his joy. Yes, Satan steals your joy. Then he went on, praise God, and began to attack, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, by the enemy. Satan had sent the seven beings to attack, amen, and took away, amen, his servants and carried them away and slew them all. Amen, that was the first attack that Satan tried to use against Job. But Job, amen, was a preacher man, and he decided to stay with God despite of what he had to go through. How many gonna stay with God despite of what you have to go through? How many of you going to face the challenges of the world today and know that God, amen, hallelujah, is not evil? He don't even look on evil, but he's looking, amen, to see your finish in. We going to go through something, hallelujah, in order to be with God. We going to suffer something in order to trust God. We going to suffer something in order to believe God. So the Bible said, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Satan has sent the sun beings. Amen, praise God. God, and they slew all, amen, Job's servants, amen, hallelujah, and only one escaped. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. That's something by God, that he will send a messenger. He told us he would send the angels before you, and the angels will speak nothing but truth, and the angels will tell you what they said the Lord. And then, not only that, he sent the angels, but he sent the comforter who guides and teaches into all truth. And in that truth and in that time, there is a signet up from the Lord said, I have stamped, amen, approval upon this person, and I know that they trust me, but not of my mother, Boshea. Not only that, but they fear me. And then the Bible says, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Another servant said, amen, the fire of God had fallen from heaven, burning up the sheep and the servants, and consuming them, and he was left only. There was another messenger to go to Job and tell him, yet and still, amen, praise God, the enemy is attacking. We don't understand this thing, but God is infinite in his powers, amen, and he know everything that's going on. God still got a watch over your soul, Job. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then the Chaldeans, they took away the cows and carried them away and killed his servants with the sword. Amen. Then another said, amen, praise be the name of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Another one said, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give God the glory. Excuse me. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. As I resume back to where God was taking me, then another, amen, said, amen, your sons and your daughters were killed while eating and drinking. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. The oldest, amen, at the oldest brother's house. You know, amen, praise God. Job was so wise. One of the things that he did, amen, at the beginning, amen, praise God. Amen. It spoke about how Job had made a sacrifice. How many of you making a sacrifice for your children today? They gone out this morning, and they should have been in church. They gone out, amen, and don't know where they're walking, but the Bible said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. How many, amen, of you are allowing God to order your steps today? You need to be in somebody's church instead of on the street corners doing your thing. Because you're not going to be blessed in that. But the Bible said that Job had already prepared, amen, himself. We all prepare ourselves, amen, before the storm come. We try to prepare ourselves in the midst of the storm. And sometimes it's too late to get ready in the midst of the storms. So I advise you today to get ready, amen, before the storms come in your life. That means stay before God, because he is the author and, amen, finisher of your faith. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. That means stay in the word, because the word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against God. When the enemy come on you, you gonna need the word. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. The word is a sustainer. The word will carry you through. The word will, amen, heal you and deliver you. The word will bless you and give you the courage, amen, and the tenacity to stay on and obey God despite of what you go through. And then the Bible say, at this time, Job, amen, amen, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, tore his mantle. Oh, my God, back then in the olden days, one of the things they would do, they would rent their mantles, amen, and shave their heads, amen, and begin to fall prostrate before the God that they serve, and the God that has created us, and they begin to worship God. How many walks will worship God when they're in the midst of their storms? Some of us have lost children along the way. We don't know how to worship God, but we begin to talk against him. Some of us have lost cars, amen, and homes. Instead of blessing God, we begin to talk against God. Hallelujah. But Job began to worship God. He fell prostrate on the ground, amen, from which man come from. The red dirt, the clay, amen, the ground, with Adam, amen, resurrected from. And he began to worship God. He began to tell God, and I'm paraphrasing and putting in my own thoughts, because this is what I do. I worship God. I thank him, and I shabak him. I give him the glory. I tell him how much I love him. And despite of what the enemy is attacking me with, despite of what I'm going through, I'm still staying with you, Jesus. I tell him that every day of my life, because I was like Job. I had went through so many things. I'm still going through so many things. But in my going through, I learned how to worship God. I learned how to praise my way through. I learned how to not talk about God. I speak any evil against God. But I begin to tell him, I love you, God, and I'm going to still preach the gospel despite of what the enemy tried to do. You see, the testing, amen, and the trial of our faith, it worketh patience. And the Bible said, let patience have its perfect work. And then we went on to say in another segment of the word, because in doing this here, hallelujah, you will possess your soul. You see, Satan is after your soul. He was after Job's soul, but he couldn't get to it because God, amen, hallelujah, not only put a hedge around Job, amen, praise God, but he had a divine hedge around Job's soul that Job would worship him in the midst of everything. And he had that joy. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, I still got joy. I still have joy. After all the things that I've been through, I still have joy. And I know that after he had tried me, I shall come forth as pure gold. He said, he knoweth the way that I take. Even the Bible said, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And I acknowledge him, amen, in all our ways. And he will direct our paths. He will direct my path. So when we going through our afflictions and trials and tribulations, when that old sleep, I'm a shine, I'm a fly, slimy, amen, for the devil come your way to try to try you, to test you, amen, before the Lord, praise God. One of the things that you got to understand, that your steps are ordered by the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And then the Bible say, after this time, Job, amen, he mentally tore his mantle, amen, and shaved his head and fell to the ground and worshiped God. We need to worship him the more. And said, I came unto this world naked. How many know that, amen, you wasn't blessed, amen, with diamonds and cars and stuff when you came into the world? But that was accumulated over a point of time. And amen, the Bible said, God reigned over the just as well as unjust. That means they're going to receive blessings as well. But it's something about the servants of God. They will be tested, amen, during their times. Amen. And he said, I didn't come in here rich. I didn't come into this world, amen, all of that and a bag of chips. But he said, I came naked, and I was dressed with clothes. I had nothing on me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I wasn't covered, amen, at any time. So Job was saying, I had to wait till the Holy Ghost came, and then he began to cover me. He clothed me with righteousness. Jesus clothed me with truth. He clothed me with humility. He clothed me with strength. He clothed me with resistance. He told me to grind on. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I heard that song say, I'm here. hearing it right now. I believe I run on and see what the end is going to be. I believe I run on and see what the end is going to be. We know that Job said, all of my eternal time, I'm going to wait on the Lord until my change comes. That means even if I have to wait, amen, all the way to my death, I'm still going to wait on God. I'm still going to wait on God, because I know when he has tried me, I shall come forth as pure gold. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Israel shine, Messiah. And then the Bible said, hallelujah, because he came in naked and not clothed, amen, and no covering or shelter was upon him. Amen, the Bible said, some way I came unto, amen, this world is the same way I will leave this world. Don't you know when you put in the grave, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, the clothes gonna run off of your body, your flesh gonna rot and stink, amen. But if you truly love God, and if you're truly willing to go through your tests and not draw back, amen, when afflictions come, the Bible let us know that we have a new heaven and a new earth. I had nothing in any kind of inheritance or substance. Now will I die having any belongings? Some people want to, amen, take, amen, diamonds and jewelry on their fingers, amen. But I've never seen a hearse carry that mansion, amen, to heaven with you. I've never seen a hearse carry that man and a woman or put him in the grave, and that mansion was with them, amen, praise God, or that car was, amen, with them when they died. When you die, you're going to die alone. When you wake up, you're going to wake up, amen, hallelujah, to Jesus Christ. If you truly are an upright person, and the Bible said, Job, amen, was literally suffering, and all Job suffering, he never falsely accused God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, talk down about God. We need to, amen, when we're going through, we need to bless God and stop accusing him. The first test was, amen, thank you, Jesus, losing all his possessions, his loved ones, amen, his children that were dear to him, and then Satan came before God, amen, hallelujah, again, a second time, hallelujah, and this didn't happen all in one time, but it was over a period of 6 years or more that Job suffered, and then Job told God, amen, skin for skin, in so many words, amen, and if you touch Job's, amen, body, he'll surely curse you, and so God moved, amen, and he told him, say, okay, I'll allow you to touch him again. How many know that, amen, if the second time around might be worth it when Satan come against you, but amen, if Satan put pressure on you to second time around, that means the blessing of God is much more greater. That means that the mission of God is taking you higher. That means that you have passed the first test and you're going to the second test. Amen. So Satan took an occasion the second time, amen, around, hallelujah. And Job's physical body was touched. Job should have been bitter and angry, but he still kept his faith in God. Amen. Praise God. He still hold on to the star post of glory. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. How many of you, amen, will handle the situation today in your life when you, amen, are tried? Are you going to give up on God and turn your back on God? But I tell you, ain't nothing behind you but trouble and situations. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Peter told Jesus, he said, where can I go? The word is with you. Jesus, I'm staying, and I'm standing upon the promises of God. I'm standing upon your word just like Job did. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Some of us reject God when our, amen, homes and cars, amen, and all our possessions are being taken away. Some of us go further to kill ourselves behind loved ones. But, amen, Job understood the multitudes. Amen, and the mighty, magnificent power of God's sovereignty, and the power, amen, and the love that God had, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Amen, that was the greatest love that could ever be presented to mankind. So we today, amen, praise God, need to stop rejecting God, amen, because, amen, hallelujah, we are at a loss. Satan want to steal, he want to kill and destroy, but Jesus said that I come that we might have life, and that much more abundantly. And then the Bible states, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God will deliver them out of them all. Just like Job being a preacher man, he had three friends that came before him. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Oh my God, thank you, Jesus. Zilpah and Bildad and Zophah, amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. They became before Job, and they began to try to reason out the situation. Amen. Why was Job going through? And they began to falsely accuse you. Let me tell you, sometimes you ain't got to go through nothing in order to suffer. Because if you suffer with Jesus Christ, you will reign with him. Amen. And those that are of God are going to suffer many afflictions, but it's going to be left up to you. And your attitude, how you gonna deal with every situation. Every night I go to bed, and I find myself in situations, and before daybreak, God then delivered me out of them all. That's why I worship him. I got a testimony. I worship the Lord God. I thank the Lord God. I don't give up and throw in the towel. But I said to myself, all of my appointed time, I'm going to wait on the Lord until my change comes, because when he has tried me, I shall come forth as pure gold. I'm in the position in this earth realm. I can't leave this earthly body until God takes it away from me. But because I'm in it, I'm going to be afflicted, tossed and turned around, but I'm going to be tried. The one thing that is, I'm going to wait on the Lord until my change comes. Amen. Praise God. So we can be on Shiloh. So Job's friends begin to talk and run their mouths. Sometimes when you're going through, it's good that you leave your friends alone, because they want to point the finger at you for something that you didn't do. Job, my God, thank you, Jesus. Satan is an accuser of the brethren. And when he accused, he makes those false accusations. And they're nothing but lies. How many of them lied on you today? And you done turn your back on God because they lied. But God is not the author and finisher of sin. He said, I'm the author and finisher of your faith. And faith got to work in your tribulations, just like it worked with Job. Job, a man searched out, and he began to speak, where can I find him, so that I can talk to him face to face. I want to know about my miseries. I want to know about my sufferings. And God will tell you right then during a test. He's not going to give you the answer, but he's going to be there with you and walk you through it so that you won't make no mistakes. But the answer is going to come from the Word. As you seek and search out the Word will always speak truth, because Jesus is the Word. Amen. Praise God. So Job was touched this time with balls all over his body, so that he had to suffer scraping them off, trying to get a man comfort through the ashes of dust. Amen, praise God. The particles, amen, from the wood that was burned, amen, that was a remedy for Bob back in those days. But, amen, praise God, the more Job scratched, amen, and tried to get rid of him, day after day, he would go to bed suffering and wake up suffering. Sometimes the trials are going to be so hard on you, you're going to go to bed with the same problem, and you're going to wake up in the morning with that same problem, and then then you gotta say amen, hallelujah, like Job's wives told him, well, you ought to curse God and die. Well, I recommend today that this is the time to bless God through your suffering, because one day the Bible said these things are temporal, amen, they can only last for a moment, amen, praise God. And God said, we're not putting no more on us than we can bear, so God knows, amen, how much we can bear, but God is making us through this suffering, amen, and God is developing us through this suffering, and we are trying, we should come out as pure gold, amen. So the Bible states, many other afflictions, hallelujah, God will deliver them all, us out of them all, and Satan went on to say, touch his flesh, and he will deny you, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God allowed him to do it, but it said, don't touch his soul. Amen, praise God. And as the three friends, they went on to, amen, to speak to Job, amen, and accuse him. Job, amen, went on and tried to make them understand in a pleasant, a monotone voice, man of God, I haven't did nothing. Stop rejecting me. Stop falsely accusing me. We today, we go from church to church, and we church hop, go from pastor to pastor, because they sit up and abuse us, and you can tell them your testimony, and they'll think that you've done wrong, and want to run you out of the church because of your testimony. But the Bible said, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb, and the words of our testimony. So Eldad and Bildad and Zophar, amen, praise God, they made it a point, amen, to try to make Job look bad. But when you're suffering, that's when God gets the glory. And the Bible said in the book of Romans, 8th chapter, the 2nd verse, amen, through my afflictions, amen, praise God, there is a glory to be seen. There is a splendor to be seen. And it can't be seen at this point in time. Amen, because of the afflictions. The affliction is hiding the glory that God has put on your life. The afflictions is hiding that splendor that God has put on your life. But when God has tried you, you're going to come forth, praise God. And then one thing, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. One said, even as I have seen they that plow iniquity and sow wickedness reap the same. Job had not plowed no iniquity. There wasn't no sin in his hands. Some of us got sin in our hands. We'll steal in a minute. We'll take a gun in a minute and shoot somebody. The Bible said Job had no iniquity in him, so he couldn't call iniquity, and he couldn't walk in wickedness and reap it. And Job said, yet a man is born unto trouble, and I'm paraphrasing it. Amen, praise God, because Jacob said it. Amen, and as he spake, amen, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, those troubles, they fly upward, but he would seek God and tell him his problems. Job said, all of my troubles, they still going up to the Lord. All of my problems, they still going up to the Lord. For God say, heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool, and I hear everything that you say. My ears are not, amen, where I cannot hear you. Amen, praise God. Amen, thank you, Jesus. But Job, amen, hallelujah, went on to say this statement, and then what Jacob said that a man is born of a woman, but for a few days and full of trouble. And look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, trouble don't last always. Go through your trials, for when he has tried you, you shall come forth as pure gold. And then he said, all of my appointed time, in so many words, we have a time appointed for us. For the book of Ecclesiastes said in 3, hallelujah, there's a time for everything. A la, 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 Lord. A time to live and a time time to die, a time to plant seeds, amen, and a time, amen, to reap. We all got our time and purpose set by God, amen. Some of us gonna live to see 20. Some of us ain't gonna live to see but 1 year. Some of us gonna live to see 100 and something. But it's all appointed by the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So go through your trials. Go through your tribulations. Knowing that God, amen, thank you, Jesus, will bring you out of every situation. So the Bible says, God confronted Job when he felt like it. I'm paraphrasing it. And then God talked to Job and told him, where were you when I spanned the sky? Amen. When I did this, amen, to bring things to pass, amen, as far as the earth realm. And then the Bible went on to say, Job, I have tried you, and I have proven you in a furnace. Amen. I've tried you, and I afflicted you. Now I'm going to bless you. I told you at the onset of the message, after your afflictions and trials, that's when God bless you the more. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All that Job lost, he accumulated more sons and daughters. Amen. More of his inheritance than before. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So when we're going through, we need to understand that God is in the midst of everything. And he cannot fail. He will not fail. He will not turn back and draw back until your blessings come.
Yes. Please, God.
God won't leave you. Every night I go to bed and I suffer through dreams that the enemy tried to do to distract me from God. And I still hold on. Through visions that I see, where I see demons flying before me, demons throwing things at me, demons talking about me, talking to me, and I still wake up and say, I'm going to stay with you, God. You see, it's important to us to know that we're going to be tried. But it's more important to know that God is with us. He loves us so much. He loved Jesus so much. Amen. Praise God. When you're going through, don't give up on God. That's the time to worship him. That's the time to lift him up and exalt him and brag on him. To humiliate the devil and let him know, in God I live, in God I move, in God I have my being. Amen. Praise God. Father God, we thank you for, amen, the services today. Even though there was a slight interruption, God, we just want to praise you. Because even in the midst of everything, you already have ordered today. I ask you to continue to bless your people and strengthen them that they might be able to understand the magnitude of your mercy and your grace. But not only that, the awesome, amen, power that you have. That, amen, as we have been tried, we will come out as pure gold like Job did. In Jesus' name I pray.